We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we said before, I am not a believer in if a woman says it, you have to believe her 100%. I think that's nonsensical. As I've told the story before, one of my best friends, when we were just out of college, got accused of sexual assault. The police came to our house. The policeman was a high school friend of ours. Knocked on the door. I answered. I was like, yo, what's up? Said his name. Good to see you. He was like, hey, is so-and-so here? I was like, yeah, back there. And I could tell he wasn't there to hang out. I was like, what's going on? And he said, I can't talk. Like, I need to talk to, go to the police station. Sit down and tell your story. He's getting questioned about a sexual assault. It was totally made up. You know what happened? He met a girl at a bar. She asked him to come home with him. She asked him to come home with her. He did. Her fiance was supposed to be out of town. He showed up at the apartment.
Uh-oh.
And she, to try to salvage her engagement, told her fiance, I think that guy drugged me, and I don't even know how we ended up here. So then he told her, well, if that's the case, we got to go press charges. Next thing you know, she's telling a lie to the cops because she had to keep the lie going with her fiance. Next thing you know, my friend is in a police station saying, I didn't do any of this that you're talking about. Luckily, the bar they were at had security cameras, and there was no evidence whatsoever that he ever slipped anything in her drink, gave her anything, nothing. It just wasn't there. And every time they went back to her, the police, to get her to retell the story, she told it differently. Every time she told it differently until she finally said, it's not true.
Jeez.
So when people say you have to believe, I'm like, I don't know, man, because I lived through that. And that was scary because my friend didn't know if he was about to be charged with a crime. But when 22 women say it, 22 is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And when your best defense is, well, here's 18 other massage therapists that I treated well, that ain't a very good defense. So this is just getting worse and worse by the day for Deshaun Watson. And there is now a criminal investigation in Houston, which is going to trigger an NFL investigation. And, boy, he went from everybody in the league trying to trade for him because he wanted out of Houston to now he'll be lucky if he's playing football for the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've reached the point where
no, he won't be traded.
There's a zero, but he cannot be traded. You cannot be the franchise that trades for him under these circumstances. And now I'm not sure he's going to play football for the Texans this season. And if this thing really, really, really gets in a bad place, he might be done. I'm not predicting that. We'll see where this goes, but it certainly seems on the table.
Story number four.
Wild story in Indianapolis this weekend at the most famous restaurant in Indianapolis, St. Elmo.
What's going on at St. Elmo? We were talking about St. Elmo at the Grizzlies broadcast the other night.
Okay. I've told the story on the podcast. I don't know if I've told it here. I apologize if I have. But it's the famous steakhouse in downtown Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to Indianapolis for the Final Four, for Super whatever, it's like you try to get reservations at St. Elmo.
Okay.
Like you didn't go to Indianapolis unless you went to St. Elmo. It's an incredible steakhouse right in the heart of downtown. Been there since like 1902. You walk in there during a big event. Like one night, we were in there, and it's like Condoleezza Rice is in there as well. You know, it's that kind of place.
Okay.
And so CBS would not allow us, while we were at the Final Four, to go to restaurants. We could not do indoor dining, outdoor dining. The only thing we were allowed to do is you could go do carryout.
Okay.
But then also under strict instructions – if you get there and your food's not ready, and they say, oh, Mr. Parrish, it's going to be about 10 minutes. You don't say, okay, I'll wait at the bar. You wait outside, and you have them bring your food to you outside. If you get caught violating any of these protocols, like, you don't want somebody to have to call Sean McManus and say you were spotted doing these things. So we did not go to any restaurants. But on Saturday, I was like, after our pregame show and before the national championship game started, or Final Four game started, I was like, listen, I still want St. Elmo, and I'll just get a carryout. And my hotel was 500 feet from it. So I was like, okay, it'll be hot. I'll take it right back to my room, and I'll enjoy it. It'll be different, but still it'll be enjoyable. It'll be a nice steak and a nice shrimp cocktail, whatever. Mm. So I make my order online, go to pick it up, go to walk in the door like you would.
Yeah.
Guy, like, jumps almost in front of me, startles me a little bit. He says, I'm sorry, sir, we're closed. I said, closed? It's like Saturday. He said, yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but we're closed. And I said, well, I just made a carryout order, and they said it would be ready at this time, and I'm just trying to pick up my carryout order. And he said, oh, okay, we'll come in this door over here. And I'm like, what is going on? He walks me in this door. You know, I go, at this point, it's normal. People inside eating, looks normal.
Okay.
Give me my food, all normal. I walk back to the hotel. Later that night, I see on Twitter, St. Elmo has closed because of a COVID outbreak.
Oh, no.
Inside St. Elmo, among the staff. So when I got there, best I can piece it together.
The outbreak was happening.
Well, they had just made the decision, we're closing.
Mm-hmm.
But then also made the decision, but we're not going to kick these people out of the restaurant who are enjoying a dinner. We're not taking any more customers. And when these people finish their meals, they're leaving, and then we are shut down. And I got there in between that time. That's why when I went inside, I saw people still eating. But when I tried to just walk in the front door, they stopped me and said, you can't come in. So I was there right in the middle of it. I get my food, go back, find out, oh, there's been a St. Elmo's closed. COVID outbreak. They didn't say how significant it was. Story comes out yesterday. They have like 35 servers. 9 tested positive.
Yikes.
Bartender, they just described him as a longtime bartender, dead.
Jeez.
Think about it. This is a guy who probably hears that the entire NCAA tournament is going to be in Indiana. Oh, man, this is going to be a great month for us. He's bartending, just doing his job. And then because you've got a lot of tourist travelers popping in there from all over the country. We were still very much living in the middle of a pandemic. He got sick, tested positive, hospitalized, and it was announced yesterday that he died. And I saw a picture of him. He didn't look that old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a bartender. He couldn't have been 90.
Right.
You know? So just a scary, scary deal. And I hopefully a reminder that a lot of us are vaccinated now. And we are headed in the right direction, but we're not like done with this. You get the sense a little bit that people think we're done with this, but I just told you a story about a bartender who was fine a week ago and he's dead right now because of this virus. And so, like, scary, because how many people from other parts of the country were in that restaurant while he was there, while that staff was there over the past week or two? Baylor fans, Houston fans, you know. And then go back home. I mean, it could really be problematic.
Yeah.
Meantime, we got an entire baseball stadium in Arlington, Texas filled up.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, at this point, everything in our country is political. But, like, the vaccine is available to you. If you're sensible, go get it. Don't die.
Right.
Over something so stupid. There was a time, a year ago, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, where there was no vaccine available to you. And if you got this virus, even while you were being careful, you know, you might die and it really might not be your fault.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it would be your fault. At this point, if you die of this virus in a state where you are eligible to get the virus, it's on you. And I can't speak to this gentleman in at St. Elmo. I don't know the specifics of his case, but how stupid would you feel if you had an opportunity to get the vaccine and you didn't for whatever reason, and then you got this virus next month, and then you ended up in a hospital, and then you ended up dead. Like, how, as you're lying there, recognizing you're about to die, how stupid would you feel?
Absolutely, yeah.
So go get the stupid shots in your arm. Stop being hard-headed. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' Sports Station. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Bucks-Warriors game. And if the team that you bet on hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the either the Bucks or the Warriors to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt-on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four.
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
National contest data message rates apply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Okay, another chance at 1,000 bucks right now. Text this word Feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R. Text Feather to the number 72881 now for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Again, text Feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R, to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. You got about 50 minutes to do so. So right now, text Feather, F-E-A-T-H-E-R, to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Good luck.
To the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Remember, Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis. That's the Odyssey app. In your app store. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, GP. Welcome home.
It's nice to be home. It's nice to be home. I've been looking forward to this day for so long.
Right. Yeah.
And it's been a miserable day. Absolutely miserable day. But it's nice to be home. Here's how plans backfire on you. So when I was booking my flights or having my flights booked, there's no direct Delta Indianapolis to Memphis. So I was going to have to go to Atlanta. But I found a flight that would leave at 12:55 Eastern. And I'd go to Atlanta, and then I would go home to Memphis, and I would land at 3:24 p.m. Cutting it close, But I was like, you know what? I'm going to trust Delta and sleep an extra couple of hours, because I knew that the night after the national championship game, I'd be up till like 5 in the morning. So I was up till like 5 in the morning. And I said, it would be nice to, like, I could sleep till 10:30 or 11, then travel home, do the show, go home, and I'll be relatively rested, and it'll be a perfect day.
Yeah.
It was a good plan. Then last night, I get a phone call from the coordinators at CBS Sports HQ. They said, hey, GP, just a quick question. What time is your flight tomorrow? And I was like, I had this moment. I know exactly why they're asking. I'm like,
you could have lied.
I was going to lie. I swear I was going to. But then I was like, I don't want to get fired over lying about what time my flight is. Because, you know, they could easily check it. And I just said, my flight leaves at 12:55. And then I kept talking. I said, and I booked it for 12:55, even if it was going to really make me cut it close getting home for the show, because I'm going to be up till 5 in the morning after podcasting and television and everything else. And I needed to get a little bit of sleep. So that's why I booked it. They said, okay, hate to ask you. And I'm like, well, then please don't. You don't have to. Please don't. We need a live shot tomorrow morning, 8:15 in front of Lucas Oil Stadium. I said, I will not go to sleep till 5:15. And then I got to get up, shower, walk to Lucas Oil. Like, you're 2 hours? I said, first off, understand it's going to look horrible. Like, I'm not pretty anyway, but on 2 hours sleep, it's another level. Like, bloodshot eyes the whole deal. And I finally just said, you know what? Whatever you need, I'll do it. I'll just make this one last day miserable, be a good employee. And the compromise was I could do it from my hotel room, so I did it from my hotel room. But my point is this. I've slept 2 hours all day.
How'd you look? Did you look at the live shot?
I went and watched it. The lighting was so poor in my hotel room. Like, I had a ring light that they sent to me, but I gave it back to them yesterday afternoon because I thought I was done with it. And rather
I'm not familiar with a ring light.
Okay, it's this big light you can put, like, you know, it's a big light to just light a shot for you. Like, if you're doing a, you know, an Instagram thing or something, and it provides something close to studio lighting. Every pretty 22-year-old has one, I'm certain. And so
just in real life they have one?
These people are creating content. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I bet you every young person has some version of this, or lots of young people have some version of this.
Right.
So I've got this gigantic one, and I was like, okay, I'm done with HQ. You know, I don't need that lighting at my house. I only needed it for hotels. I said, can I just bring it to you guys at our set outside Lucas Oil on Monday afternoon, and you guys can travel back with it so I don't have to take it home? They said, sure. So I had given my lighting away. I didn't have it this morning, so it was lit in a way that covered up my bloodshot face and eyes, and it was fine, but I was tired. And then I was like, okay, well, at least I'll sleep an hour or so on the flight. And then I had a baby kicking me the entire flight. The poor mother, she was like, sir, I'm so sorry. And, like, she felt bad because it was nonstop. This baby was wild, boy. And she was like, I am so sorry. And I said, listen, I have young children. I've flown with them. I know what it's like to be you. I said, like, understand, it sucks to be me right now. I'm getting kicked in the back of the head. But I also know what it's like to be you, so we're all good. You know, I said, I know you're bothered by this more than I'm bothered by this, so don't feel bad. It's fine. And so that was my good gesture of the day. But, boy, I'm sleepy.
Well, I can see that. You know, Jason Smith asked me today. He said, if I were a National College Basketball column, or if he said, if I was a columnist in Spokane, would I write a column saying Mark Few can't win the big one?
I heard that because I was listening because I couldn't sleep because a baby was kicking me in the back of the head.
Under no circumstances would I. It seems crazy. Like, no, he created the opportunity for them to be in big ones, and I think probably ultimately he will. But I'll ask you, if you were the columnist in Spokane, would you say Mark Few can't win the big one?
No, because it's not true. I talked about this with Rob Doster earlier. I think too often people confuse the word can't with hasn't. Like, Mark Few hasn't won a national title. That's true. Mark Few can't win a national title? Why can't he? He had a team good enough to do it a few years ago. He's got a team good enough to do it this season. He'll probably has a team good enough to do it next season. In fact, they are the favorite in Las Vegas to win the national title next season. Just because you haven't done something doesn't mean you can't do it. And it seems like by now we should have learned. We should have learned from that. Remember LeBron, first time in Cleveland? LeBron can't win the big one. Well, yeah, yes, he can. You know, he just hadn't done it yet. We did this with Billy Donovan. You know, Billy Donovan, great coach, great recruiter, but, like, he can't win six in the tournament. Yes, he can. He did it 2 years in a row. John Calipari can't win the big one. Bill Self can't win the big one. Tony Bennett loses to a 16 seed. See, with that style of play, you'll never win a championship. Literally wins a championship the next year. here's the key. If you want to talk about who can win the big one and who can't, here's the list of people who can, whether they've done it or not. People who consistently build teams that look like they're good enough to do it. That's right. The person who's going to be able to do it. Give somebody five teams that are good enough to do it, eight teams that are good enough to do it.
And most will get it done once. By the way, so who has created teams good enough to do it many times and not done it?
Sean Miller, at this point, has had multiple teams at Arizona.
He's the biggest.
I think he is the most obvious one right now of – and honestly, Mark Few. I mean, Mark Few
is. Mark Few is, yeah. I mean, he would be in that group.
I think it's those two.
I do think there's a difference, though. When you're Sean Miller and you've taken over a program where they have won it, I do think – I don't think it's an indictment anyway, right? That's not my – I'm with you. Like, you get so many bites of the apple, you'll probably do it ultimately. But when you're the person, as Mark Few is, the person who's the reason that they're getting the bites in the apple to begin with at a place that had never done it before, had never been that good before, I do think – there's even a little bit, no, I'm not going to write that about you. Like, literally, you're the reason that we're here and having these opportunities, and I'm going to rip you for not winning a big one. I thought that was – I mean, they were just asking the question. They weren't making the case. But I did wonder what you made of that.
It's an interesting situation that Mark has found himself in because he is, at this point, I think, a Gonzaga lifer. Like, that is his job until he retires. And this is among the reasons Buzz Williams has – conducted his career the way he conducted his career. I went to Blacksburg, Virginia, right after he got the Virginia Tech job. So he gets that job in, like, March. And, like, that's a downgrade in job, Marquette down to Virginia Tech. And so I'm just trying to get him to open up. I already knew all the answers to this, but I wanted to get him talking about it on the record.
Yeah.
And he looked at his career from a perspective of career longevity, not what's the better job. So he, you know, over a period of time, he was basically like, okay, GP, let's talk through it. He said, I spent 6 years at Marquette. I went to five NCAA tournaments. I went to three Sweet 16s, and I went to one Elite Eight. That was my first 6 years at Marquette. What are the odds my next 6 years would be that good at Marquette? And I said, my next 6 years at Marquette probably won't be that good. And it won't matter that my next 6 years at Marquette might still be better than what any recent Marquette coach has done and better than
any – or what if I leave what the next Marquette coach would do.
Exactly right. He said, once I have established at Marquette that over a six-year span you can go to five NCAA tournaments, three Sweet 16s, and an Elite Eight, that's now what the fans expect. That's the bar. So if I, over the next 6 years, go to four NCAA tournaments and only one Sweet 16 – guess who lost it? Guess who doesn't know how to do their job anymore? Guess who the fans are tired of? He said, the weirdest thing about our profession is that when you get hired, you are held to a certain bar. The bar is set a certain place. And if you fail to reach that bar, you will get fired. But if you exceed that bar, yeah, you'll get a contract extension, but now you just set the bar. You got a new place. You got a new bar. Nobody cares about the old bar. It's always you have to be better than you were. And he said, so I just wasn't sure I would be able to have a next 6 years at Marquette as good as my first 6 years at Marquette, so it's probably time to go. And, like, then he did 5 years at Virginia Tech, and then he got that to a – like, inherited a total nothing program, missed the tournament, then went to three straight NCAA tournaments, Sweet 16. And so what he would tell you is, okay, I just did 3 years in a row of NCAA tournaments at Virginia Tech, made the Sweet 16 1 year. Are my next 3 years going to be that good? If not, am I failing to meet the bar I've just raised? You know what? I'll take a fresh contract at Texas A&M. We'll do this all over again. And it's a hard way to live because you're moving your family and because you're, you know, rebuilding must be exhausting. But in the spirit of career longevity, it makes some sense. And I say all that to say, Mark Few has found himself in a situation where he's not under any job pressure. Let's not overstate it. But people now say, oh, he can't win the championship. And it's like, what? You realize where Gonzaga was when he took that job? It used to be, can't make the Final Four. Well, now he's done that two times in the past 4 years. So now we just move the bar. Nobody cares that he makes the Final Four. That's not good enough anymore. Now he's got to win the whole thing or people have big questions. And listen, he's paid.
In fairness, though, isn't it mostly, I mean, I don't know what the Gonzaga fan base is, and I'm sure they would have liked to have won last night and or win a national title at some point. But I suspect that most of those questions and whatever are sort of national people saying, not, I don't mean you, just sort of people who open up a microphone and just start talking about whatever it is. It's just a talking point. I can't believe there is discontent. Like, there was discontent when Josh Pastor wasn't getting to a Sweet 16 in Memphis, right? I can't believe there's discontent in Gonzaga with Mark Few.
No. I got an Uber to the airport earlier today, and my Uber driver, who was like the sweetest old man, and he said, you're my first, I had three straight trips with Gonzaga fans to the airport. He said, boy, they were really upset. So I do think there's disappointment, but I don't think there's any intelligent Gonzaga fan asking big questions about their program. Nobody's going, are we sure we got the right guy? Like you have a program that has been elevated to one of the three or four best programs in the entire country. You're a small private school in Spokane, Washington, that plays in the West Coast Conference. And you are now on equal footing, more or less, with Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina. You know, I don't even know how you properly define blue blood, but if it is defined by the best basketball programs in America over an extended period of time, Gonzaga belongs on that list. You were just in the national title game. I know it didn't go well, but you are literally the favorite to win the 2022 NCAA tournament right now. Life is great, even if it might not feel that way when Baylor is humiliating you on America's Most Watched Network. And they did humiliate them.
Agreed.
They did humiliate.
Well, in a way, though, that's also, I mean, you look at that, and it's just a beatdown. There's nothing you can point to. Like, why didn't we switch to zone? Or why didn't we, you know, whatever. It was like, why didn't we have their guys instead of our guys on that night? Or why, like, there was nothing. It was so persuasive and so dominating that it was almost, I'm not saying it was humiliating, but there's nothing you could point to Mark Few to necessarily about that one. Do you think, by the way, the hangover from the semifinal game had much to do with what happened last night?
No. I think they got involved in a game with a team with athletes unlike anything they had seen, and they were not properly ready for it. They got overwhelmed quickly. Like, they got –
they got smashed.
They got smashed quickly, and they didn't know how to respond. And everything was difficult because those Baylor guards – were just different level athletes. And, oh, by the way, Baylor came out and they made five straight threes. And Jalen Suggs got two quick fouls. Like, everything that could go wrong went wrong early. How about this? I firmly believe this. If they played again tonight, the game would not go like that. Baylor might still win, but the game would not go like that.
They played 10 times. How many? What are you saying now? Who wins?
Honestly, they played 10 times. I think Baylor wins six, maybe seven. But not like 8, 9, or 10. I think Gonzaga could beat them. I thought Steve Lapis made a good point last night on our postgame show. He said, looking back on it, worst thing that happened to Gonzaga is you didn't get the December game against Baylor. Because if you'd have played them in December, you wouldn't have been seeing it for the first time in April. And you would have known, okay, that what we just dealt with is something we haven't dealt with. Now we've got to figure something out. We're not going to switch these ball screens or, you know, whatever. But, like, seeing it for the first time in the championship game, by the time you knew what you were up against, it was too late. Like, keep in mind, they were down 9-0 and 11-1. They were down 11-1 4 minutes in, so they're down 10 points. And then the final margin was 16 points. They basically played them, you know, pretty competitively for the final 20 or 36 minutes of the game. It's just that those first 4 minutes got so bad. And I'm not trying to suggest that they would have won. They were outclassed. But the idea that the score was lopsided from start to finish, but the game wasn't lopsided from start to finish. They played them fairly competitively for about the last 33 or 34 minutes. It's just by the time they figured out how they could score to keep up, they were too far behind.
Right. It is interesting that given the pros that are on Gonzaga, that they were so outclassed, right? This isn't a situation where, Memphis in football gets to the, BCS bowl game and, man, they got pros and we don't, or something like that. Well, first of all, Memphis has had some pros in football. Maybe it's a bad analogy. But it wasn't, it's interesting that you could be, clearly were, physically outclassed, outmatched, given the level of, one team has more lottery picks than the other, and it's Gonzaga.
Right. Well, I'm not sure that's true anymore.
True, right.
Yeah, I think Corey Kispert.
Well, Davion Mitchell's probably late lottery.
Yeah, I would think Jalen Suggs is top five, Davion Mitchell's top 10, and then right. Corey Kispert is back into the lottery up to 20 or so, and Jared Butler is probably in the 20s somewhere.
Right, so about even.
Yeah, they got comparable NBA talent. I think what it really came down to is athletes. Baylor looked bigger, right. Stronger, and more athletic. And it's something that, if somebody could have seen this in advance, somebody would have been screaming this in advance. There was nobody on television, radio, anywhere else, saying, I'm just telling you, when Gonzaga gets up against those Baylor athletes, they're not going to be able to do anything. Nobody said that. But you could see it as soon as the game started. Like, we were sitting in a green room, and Wally Szczerbiak was there with us, and it's like 11-1, 4 minutes in, they go to break, and Wally's like, game's over. And I'm like, what do you mean the game's over? Like, this is the best offense in the country. Like, Gonzaga can come back from a 10-point deficit. He said, not against these dudes. He said, they're too big, too strong, too athletic. Gonzaga is struggling to get into their offense. They're not – it'll be too late before they figure out if they figure it out. And I did think that was noticeable. Like, you can't – if this makes sense, you watch Baylor play Houston, then you watch Gonzaga play UCLA, and it's not obvious that Gonzaga is not going to be able to play against Baylor. But once they got on the court together, it seemed pretty clear that one team was just physically overwhelming the other team. Like, it was easy to spot.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was, from a perspective of what you wish Memphis basketball to be someday, what people here wish Memphis basketball to be, first of all, I think it's nice, and it's one of the gifts of college basketball, that you have Gonzaga, a private school in Spokane, Washington, there, no football program, not Power Five, et cetera. And then you have Baylor, which, let's be honest, was nearly bounced out of the Big 12. They have the advantages of the Power Five, but they don't have the advantages of Texas or Oklahoma or anything like that. So I think it affirms that college basketball is – I understand it's the Blue Bloods generally make it and do better and whatever else, but it is really intrinsically more democratic than football is. And furthermore, obviously Baylor plays at a dramatically different level than Memphis played this year. Of course, I'm not suggesting otherwise. But it is interesting, like the pressure defense, a lot of athletes, whatever. That's very clearly the model that Penny wants to build. Now, whether he'll be able to build it is another thing altogether. But I thought those things were striking from last night.
Well, what's also interesting is that though Davion Mitchell is a projected lottery pick now and Jared Butler a projected first-round pick now, these guys weren't thought of that way coming out of high school. Like, I'm looking at it now. Matthew Meyer, who's now an NBA prospect, he was ranked 93rd in the class of 2018. Jared Butler was ranked 97th in the class of 2018. Flo Thamba was ranked 243rd in the class of 2018. Those are two stars and a third rotation player. You go to 2019, Adam Flagler, he's a Division I transfer. Jonathan Chamwa-Chachua is a Division I transfer. This is not a team built with McDonald's All-Americans, five-star prospects, barely even four-star prospects. But, man, they got them on campus, and they developed them. And they turned it into a monster of a basketball team. Like, we spent so much time talking about Gonzaga maybe becoming the first undefeated team since Indiana in 76. And I'm now at a point where I think if Baylor never goes on COVID pause, they would actually be the first undefeated champion since Indiana in 76. I don't think they would have lost this season if not for that COVID pause.
Right. I just looked at the clock, Gary. I got to go.
Oh, I forgot you got a Zoom. Today. I forgot.
That's all right. I forgot.
Go do your Zoom call.
I'm going to do it now.
Go do your Zoom call.
See you, man. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Welcome home to you, too. I forgot his Zoom call.
I forgot about his Zoom call, too.
Yeah. I was about to ask you.
I would have signaled you. I forgot, too.
I forgot he had
sorry,
the Zoom
Jeff.
Call.
You gotta remember. Sorry to everyone waiting on the Zoom.
Yeah. Sorry to everybody on the Zoom.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Zoom call. You gotta remember, I barely slept. You're lucky I'm even making words.
I know.
You're lucky.
You're doing good, man.
You're lucky.
It's a good show.
Lucky.
I think it's a good show.
Yes. You're lucky I'm even making words right now, Big Bet Bennett. I got 2 hours of sleep, and then I was kicked in the head all the way from Atlanta to Indianapolis.
That's tough.
That little dude was something. And he wasn't just kicking me. He was yelling and kicking the entire time.
Yeah.
So he was disrupting everybody, but I was the only one taking shots to the head.
Well, did the mom do anything? Like, did she?
She did her best.
Yeah, you can't. I know from experience, that's when that happens, it's pretty impossible to control. When you got a two-year-old that's ready to lose their mind, it's pretty hard to control that.
There was, it's happened to us a couple of different times. One time, I think, coming back from California, that is not the one. Like, the ones where you want the flip-out kid is, like, Memphis to Atlanta.
Right.
It's 50 minutes.
You can count the clock.
It's 50 minutes, and, like, well, you know, by the time you get in the air, you're descending.
I'll take a bathroom break.
We're on our final approach to Atlanta. That old LAX to Memphis, that ain't the one where you want a crazy kid.
No.
There was one time where I think – we had one first-class seat, and then the other two seats were, you know, in the normal person part of the plane. And trying to be a good husband, I said, sweetheart, why don't you take the first-class seat, enjoy a glass of wine, relax, take a nap, read a book. And I'll sit in the back. This was probably when Aiden was very young, like, you know, 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the back and have good father-son time. And you won't have to worry about it. Of course, she took me up on that offer. And, you know, 30 minutes in, it's over with.
Yep.
Screaming, hollering, kicking. And it's like, what do I do? What how do I stop this? Like, what can you do to stop it?
Nothing.
There's nothing you can do.
No.
And so if you're ever on a plane and a child is doing that and it's not your child, and that child is bothering you, it is frustrating. It's genuinely frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Having been on both sides of it, I'm just telling you, you feel way worse when it's your kid. You feel way worse when you're the parent because you know that it's your kid that's bothering everybody else. And so I never forget that. Even when I'm super sleepy and getting kicked in the back of the head, okay, this is not ideal. But that poor mother or father, could be either, hates this more than I hate it because they know it is their child who is ruining this flight for everybody. So I told the story earlier. At one point, I did sort of peek back there, not to get mad, but just I wanted to see what I was working with here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're just curious.
Right.
Like, exactly who is kicking me in the back of the head over and over again? And that's when the she was a young mother, and and she said, "Oh, sir, I'm really, really sorry." And I said, "Listen, I wasn't turning around to say anything as much as I was just curious, like, what's going on. But I understand. Like, I've been in your shoes, so like, I know you're doing the best you can, and I know this is frustrating for you. So don't worry about me. Now, I can't speak for these other people.
Right?
they might want to kill you, but don't worry about me. And that's the nicest thing you can ever do. If you want nice plane etiquette, let me tell you two plane etiquettes real quick." I noticed this today when I was boarding the plane in Indianapolis. The guy in front of me, standing in line, flip-flops, awful feet. Can't wear flip-flops on a plane.
No.
It's disgusting.
Disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. And I say this as somebody who often wears flip-flops.
Yeah, love flip-flops.
And who once upon a time, I'm embarrassed to say this, would wear them on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do it today. I've grown up.
Yeah.
Cannot wear flip-flops on a plane. It's gross.
Yeah.
It's gross. Okay, so don't do that. And then second plane etiquette tip, if there's ever a child going wild, that parent feels worse than you do. That parent hates this more than you do. I don't care how much you hate it. The parent feels awful. the parent is stressed. The parent feels helpless. And so you being a jerk to them only makes things worse. Why would you want to make somebody feel even worse than they already feel?
Right.
So try to make them feel better. That's what I did. I tried to ease her mind.
Nice.
I said, I understand what you're going through. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't okay. It sucked. My head is pounding. Boom, 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 boom. But it was constant, Big Ben Bennett. But I wanted her to feel better about the situation or at least not feel worse. So I tried to tell her, don't worry about it. Just do your best. We're going to land. We're going to all get off this plane. We'll never see each other again. Till then, just do your best and whatever happens, happens. And I will tell you, she did her best, but her best was completely ineffective. It did nothing. Be back in a second.
Stay connected to your favorite stations and discover your next favorite on the Odyssey app.
There's a world of audio to explore.
Connect with your favorite music, news, and sports stations from around the nation for the best interviews, live performances, breaking news, and more.
And follow local stations to keep up with what's happening near you.
No matter where you are, the Odyssey app keeps you connected to all the audio you love.
Odyssey.
Odyssey.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app on the App Store or Google Play.
Love sports? Love culture? Well, I've got a brand new podcast called Take Line, hosted by me, Jason Concepcion, and two-time WNBA champion Renee Montgomery. From the games to the players to the issues happening both on and off the court, we'll be tackling the important political and social issues happening in sports head on. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so listen and subscribe on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill was ready to sell his Memphis home, so he connected with Josh Hysaw, who listed the home and put his superior marketing in gear. How effective is that marketing? Here's how effective it is. Bill's home sold within 24 hours of listing and for $20,000 above the asking price. Listen, anybody can sell your home in this market. Only Josh Hysaw can get you the most that you can get. Bill's story, just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. If you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. There are flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. It's 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm Kelly Erb with Marksman Sorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Mark Spensdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny. We tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Showbucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
That's Sheldon Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
It's tax time. If your 401k crashes, that's one thing. If your garage door crashes, that's another. LiftMaster by DoorPro can fix that garage door, or you can use your tax refund for a new door, and they'll take care of the sales tax. Go high tech with LiftMaster's Wi-Fi motors, completely app-controlled from your phone. DoorPro, thousands of doors in stock and same-day service available if you call before 10 a.m. If your garage door is broken or slow, call DoorPro, an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, 901-382-7762, or see specials online at DoorProInc.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The bacon double stack alert, is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag. Bag.
Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect to just about everything, which means having fast Wi-Fi matters a lot. That's why Xfinity offers gig-speed Wi-Fi, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid or two kids or three kids, especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. And it's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in, because fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Check out our new gig-speed Wi-Fi or any of our other speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 25 megabits per second download speeds for $25 a month for 12 months. Click, call, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Advertised offer requires paperless billing and autopay. Ends 5/20/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Tradition, last night I published the preseason 2021-22 CBS Sports Top 25 and 1 college basketball rankings, and it's harder than ever this year because of that stupid transfer portal.
Yep.
And the likelihood that, that there is going to be a one-time transfer waiver pass that allows, you know, players to move from one school and play immediately without penalties. So who knows what some of these rosters are going to look like in a week or two or 11. Who knows what the Memphis roster is going to look like in a week or two or 11. But I had Gonzaga number one based on what I think they're bringing back and what I think they're going to enroll. And then after that game last night, I was like, I cannot do that to my mentions. If you make Gonzaga number one again, it's just the pushback is just, oh, I guess this time maybe you'll be right, even though you've never been right. When you say Gonzaga's the best team, they never win the championship. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to find somebody else to put number one. So I went with UCLA based on the idea that they have no projected first-round draft picks and no seniors who played a role in this Final Four run. And it's not just that they got hot and went to the Final Four. They finished 13th at KenPom. So as long as Johnny Juzang comes back, and everybody else who played a role in that Final Four run comes back, I've got UCLA as the preseason number one, followed by Gonzaga at number two, Alabama at number three, Duke at number four, Baylor at number five, Ohio State at number six, Florida State at number seven, Michigan at number eight, Purdue at number nine, and Kansas at number 10. I did not rank Memphis. And I believe John Wilner, who works out on the West Coast, put together his preseason top 25, and he did rank Memphis. But he was, if you go read what he wrote, basing it on a lot of people coming back, that it just doesn't appear they're going to come back. There is a scenario where we might look up a little closer to the season, and you go, ooh, Memphis does look like a final, like a team that should be ranked in the preseason. But right now, based on the roster in place right now, I don't know that it's there. By the way, they got a commitment from a Hampton transfer over the weekend. Davion Warren led the league in scoring the Big South. And so I'd had some people ask about him. I meant to talk about it earlier and just got sidetracked. I texted a Big South head coach, somebody who's like been in the league with him. And I just said, hey, what do you think of about the guard that Memphis just got from Hampton? And here's what the Big South head coach. Here's what he texted back. He was really good at this level. Like him as a kid, too. I think he will help them. Good competitor. He won't be their best player, but I like that move for him. So that's encouraging, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like this is a coach who works in the same league and said, like, he's really good at our level. He won't be their best player at their level, but he can help them, and he's a good competitor and seems like a good kid. So that's, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to replicate what he did at Hampton at Memphis, because I don't think that's true. But can he be a useful player at Memphis? At least one Big South head coach seemed to think so. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save on a sweet snack right now. Just pick up Gala, Fuji, or Granny Smith apples. They're only 99 cents a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Nissan believes you deserve a car that thrills you. So we have to ask, does your car thrill you? When you hit the pedal, do you get something back? A chill in your spine? Goosebumps on your goosebumps? When you take off, do your fingers tighten around the steering wheel? Does your heartbeat in your stomach and your breath catch in your chest? Does driving make you feel alive? Because it should. And if your car doesn't thrill you, ours will. This is the new Nissan.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save on your fresh favorites at Kroger. Right now in produce, juicy large pineapples are only 99 cents each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And understand, right now, lower than normal rates are available. Take advantage of that. I'm sure you got a local doctor, a local dentist, a local attorney. You need your own personal local insurance agent as well. Somebody who has a 901 in their phone number. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-SAVE. 901-867-7283. There are two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. On the web, rookinsurance.com, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the national title game and plane etiquette. Let's focus on plane etiquette. What did we learn today? Don't wear flip-flops on a plane. It's gross. It's gross. And this guy had terrible feet. And I'm not saying I got great feet. I don't.
I don't really either.
I don't.
Mine are average, I think.
I think I got average feet.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy had below-average feet. You should be trying to cover those up, not expose them. Even if you have nice feet, I don't think you should wear flip-flops on a plane. But when you got those feet, you can't do it. Second rule, don't ever make a parent feel bad for a child that's wilding out on a plane. That parent doesn't want that any more than you do. Parents probably doing as best they can. I experienced this for the 50,000th time earlier today on no sleep. And you know what I told the mother? I said, I understand you're doing the best you can. I understand what it's like to be in your position. Don't worry about it. We'll get through this together. And that kid just kept kicking me over and over and over again. It was something else, Big Bet Bennett.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies down in Miami, American Airlines Arena. It's Grizzlies Heat. Miami, 6-point favorite. The total is 216. Grizzlies trying to improve to 2 games above 500. Tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. Pregame with Jessica Benson starting at 6:30. You can listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Mets Phillies on ESPN. The Mets are playing. First, COVID canceled all the first game.
Is this y'all's first game?
Second. You're not going to believe this. Last night, DeGrom pitch, got no run support. Bullpen blew it.
Oh, my God.
It's like it never changes. It's like it's always the same thing. So this is game two. Mets, Phillies on ESPN. That's what I'm watching. I just want to sit and watch baseball and not think about anything, including baseball. I just don't want to think about anything for a little while.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I read a story earlier today. I saw it on Twitter. It's at a website called timesnownews.com. Check this out. I'll give you the quick version.
Okay.
Wild. Woman adopts a little girl a million years ago. Somehow they get separated, and it's the long-lost daughter is just gone, right?
Okay.
She just assumes, like, oh, my God, I'll never see her again. So she decides, I'll adopt a little boy. She adopts a little boy, raises that little boy. Little boy meets a girl, falls in love as he's an older man, falls in love, gets married. The mother goes to watch her son get married, never met the bride, notices a birthmark on the bride's hand, remembers that the little girl she once adopted had a birthmark on her hand. She approaches the girl's parents and says, hey, just quietly, is your daughter adopted? And they were like, we don't talk about that. They had never even told the daughter that she was actually adopted. But yes, she was adopted. She said, that is my daughter. Her son and daughter were getting married.
Wow.
And because they were both adopted, they're not actually blood relatives. So it's super cool. Everybody's cool with it. They're living happily ever after.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, what is tomorrow? Tuesday?
Yep.
Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Michael Eaves.
Yep.
ESPN Sports Center anchor is going to join us live from Augusta National in advance of the Masters. Looking forward to that. So I'll talk to him in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. And then who knows, maybe another Tiger will enter the transfer portal.
I hope not.
I hope not too, Bennett, but you never know these days. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow. For till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station, WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Hey everyone, it's CJ McCollum. Part of performing your best is feeling your best. Whether it's during a workout or just hanging around at home, nobody wants to deal with body odor. So try the new Dove Men Plus Care eucalyptus and birch deodorants and body washes.
Experience the Dove Men Plus Care plant-based line for yourself. Buy it now at Walmart and Target.
Unsolved Mysteries, the iconic television series, is now a podcast. All new mysteries of terrifying abductions, bizarre paranormal encounters, heinous killers, and unexplained deaths.
Listen free on the new Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts,